Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. Today is Wednesday, June 17th, 2026, and we have some really big headlines to dive into, Jane. Starting with the absolute biggest, SpaceX has acquired the AI coding startup Cursor for an astounding $60 billion in an all-stock deal. This comes right after their massive IPO, making it quite a week for Elon Musk.
That's right, Paul. It's a huge sum, even for the current AI market. The fact that it's an all-stock deal fueled by SpaceX's surging stock value post-IPO really shows the confidence in Musk's expanding empire and, of course, Cursor's potential.
Exactly. And it's not just about the coding tool itself, is it? Cursor's CEO has been teasing a new Opus-sized, generally intelligent model. What does that mean for this acquisition, Jane?
Well, it means SpaceX isn't just buying a coding editor, they're acquiring cutting-edge model development capabilities. This 1.5 trillion parameter model, trained from scratch, could fast-track Grok build and give Musk a powerful developer platform for his entire AI stack, which is a major play.
Absolutely fascinating. Now, shifting gears a bit, OpenAI has also been in the news, launching a new deployment simulation tool. This is aimed at predicting and improving AI model safety, which is a critical area, isn't it?
It certainly is, Paul. As these models become more powerful and are deployed in real-world scenarios, understanding and mitigating risks is paramount. This tool allows them to simulate how models will behave in various situations, hopefully catching potential safety issues before they become real problems.
That's a smart move for long-term trust. However, on a different note for OpenAI, leaked financials reveal their 2025 losses soar to $38.53 billion. That's a staggering figure, Jane.
$38.53 billion, you heard that right. It underscores the immense investment required to train and develop these frontier models. While they're at the forefront, the cost of innovation at this scale is truly astronomical, and it certainly raises questions about their path to profitability.
It definitely puts things into perspective. Moving to government adoption, the U.S. Department of Defense is rapidly expanding its generative AI integration across classified networks. This sounds like a significant shift in how they operate.
It is, Paul. Pentagon officials are openly discussing using generative AI to draft congressional reports, cutting down hundreds of hours of staffing time to just a few. They've made tools like Google Cloud's Gemini for Government widely available, showing a serious commitment to efficiency through AI.
That's a huge time saver.
Speaking of coding and efficiency, we also saw a story today about the surge in AI-generated code straining review processes. It ties back to Cursor and the broader impact of these tools, doesn't it? It absolutely does. While AI coding agents are incredibly productive, the human element of code review is now more critical than ever. The challenge has shifted from writing code to effectively vetting and trusting the code that AI produces, making review a highly leveraged skill.
That's a great point, Jane.
Before we wrap up, I wanted to quickly mention Google's Omni AI system, which is demonstrating advanced capabilities in long-term disease management. It's exciting to see AI making strides in healthcare beyond just diagnostics. Yes, Omni's ability to manage health conditions over time, track symptoms, and parse guidelines is a huge step forward. It shows AI moving into more complex, ongoing patient care, which could truly revolutionize how chronic diseases are managed. Indeed. That's the MergeSort AI Digest for June 17th, 2026. Thank you for joining us, Jane, and thank you to all our listeners. We'll be back tomorrow with more AI news. See you next time.